Greg.
Yes.
Hey, we've got a few reporters here from the Twin Cities. We're going to ask you a couple questions, all right?
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks. Greg, are you and Jerry, it's just a package deal everywhere you go, or what?
I guess you could say that, man. I've been knowing Jay Wright since, like, the third grade, you know, so we've been cool since then. You know, so as a matter of fact, we had talked about this one day. We was like, what if we end up going to the same NFL thing? You know, I mean, it would be crazy because we been in middle school, elementary, junior high together, high school, same college team, and now we're moving on in life, and we still going to be on the same thing together.
What's in the water down there?
Oh, man, I don't know. Something very special.
You took all your catches last year.
Say again.
I was just joking. I said he took all your catches last year while you were injured.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way except for him to get them when I, you know, when I wasn't 100%.
How do you feel now, Greg? Are you 100% now, or?
I feel great. You know, I had the Vikings came out to my pro day. Everybody seen you know, you seen the fast 40 that everybody wanted. You seen the fast three cone, the fast shuttle. You seen the routes and stuff. You know, so I'm feeling really good.
Can you describe what the knee injury was this last year?
In 2010 October, I tore my patella tendon. It was a complete tear. It takes a year and a half to get completely right. I came back within 6-7 months, which was too soon.
How do you think that impacted your draft standing?
It impacted a lot, you know, because before I got injured and got hurt, you know, I was projected very high. You know, I wasn't – there wasn't too many guys that – anyone would consider being a better receiver than me.
What do you think about coming to Minnesota, just the Vikings in general? Do you know much about the team?
I don't know too much. I have talked to them a couple of times before this whole thing that kicked off today. You know what I mean? I know that they're a great team. You know, I know that Coach Stewart is from Arkansas, so we got some things in common there. You know, I also got a teammate that plays for the Vikings right now. DeMarcus Love came out of Arkansas last year, you know. So it's going to be good to see some familiar faces.
What would you describe as your strengths?
Just overpowering on the defense, you know, just making plays on the ball, catching the ball as high as point. I'm just a, simply put it, I'm just a playmaker.
What do you see as the aspects of your game you need to work on at the NFL?
Oh, I feel that, you know, you can always work on all aspects of your game. You know, you can never get or you can never be, you know, too good in one spot. You know, you always need to just keep on improving. You know, just keep on getting better than everybody else.
What's been the biggest challenge for you in getting back to full strength?
Having the time to allow my injury to completely heal. You know, instead of being 70%. Still going full speed, just having enough time and letting it heal up properly and to let it continue to get stronger.
Where did you usually line up at Arkansas, and where do you see yourself lining up at the next level?
I lined up all over the place, inside, outside receiver, you know, and in Minnesota, I'm here to do it all. You know, I can play any position. You know, I play whatever position they put me at. I'm going to learn the whole playbook so I can play every position. You know, I'm just ready to get out on the field and compete.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Thanks. We'll see you in a couple days.
All right.